Yeah, so if everybody is meant to be spiritual, being created that way, why is so few people attracted to spirituality? God is reciprocal. Reciprocal means that he reciprocates with our desires. Ye tha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says in 4.11 the Bhagavad Gita. So we all have been, we could say we are not exactly created by God because we are all eternal. But we could say we are meant to be spiritual. But we all have also been given free will. And we all can choose how to use our free will. So based on the culture that we are brought up in, based on kind of impressions that we have in our minds, which both of these in today's world are largely materialistic. So because both the culture and the conditioning that we have internally, because they are materialistic, so most of us are prompted towards a materialistic way of life. So we all have the potential to be spiritual. But for that potential to be developed, we need some kind of spiritual stimulus. If I consider wood has the potential to burn. But consider say three logs of wood, one which is fully dry, one which is partially dry and partially wet, and one which is fully wet. All three have the potential to be lit, but not all three will be equally easily or equally rapidly lit. Why? Because their condition is different. So there is the potential and there is the condition. So the wood is wet, even if water fire, it is brought in touch with some torch or flame, it will not burn. So the materialistic situation around us is like the wetness around the wood. So to the extent we are more and more materialistic, to the extent the spiritual spark doesn't get ignited within us. And there are different ways in which this wood can get dried from the wet state. One is through frustration. That means that we pursue something material and we don't get it. Or we get it but it doesn't fulfill us. And then we start looking for something higher. So that means that's how the wood starts getting dried. Otherwise, it can also be through education. That we learn, okay, there must be something more to life. Okay, I achieve this, I achieve that, I achieve that. What next after that? What is there ultimately to life? So it could be through education. But most powerfully, it is through association. Our desires are not just linear. They are also triangular. What do you mean by triangular desires and linear desires? Normally we think that, you know, if I see something, I desire that. Say, if we see a gulab jamun, oh, I want to eat it. So I see the object and I get the desire. But suppose, say there is food after this program, and there is some item which you have never seen, which you never heard of. Should I take this or should I not take it? We see it, but we don't get any desire by seeing it. But then some friend whom we know, he goes and takes it. Delicious. Hey, give me also. So what happened over here? Just seeing the object did not create the desire within us. Seeing someone else enjoying that object created the desire. The desire is not just linear, it is triangular. And this is the principle that most advertisements use. Advertisements don't just show the product. They show the product being enjoyed by some famous person. So celebrity endorsements are what? They're tapping the triangularity of desires. And especially with respect to spiritual things, the linearity does not work so much. Because many spiritual things may not at first glance appear attractive. For example, the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, how many people will see the Bhagavad Gita and immediately get a strong desire, I want to read it and understand it? Well, okay, I have the Bhagavad Gita. It's like a holy book. I keep it in the corner in my house. Srila Prabhupada wrote a book called the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So many people take the Bhagavad Gita as it is and then they keep it as it is. So what happens is, just seeing it doesn't create the desire. But then if we associate with someone who is relishing the Bhagavad Gita, who is mining insights from the Gita and sharing those insights, hey, all this is in the Gita, I didn't know that. Then seeing that person relishing the Gita's wisdom creates a desire within us, getting also relish. So for us, or for people around us, if they are not spiritually interested right now, it may be because their culture has been materialistic, their conditioning has been materialistic. That is not so easy to change. But what can be changed is the association. If somehow they can be placed, they can be brought in association that is spiritual, then that stimulates the spiritual desire. So Artha Forum is basically a forum for association of people who are from a business background, but they are also spiritually minded. So we say that the more we can provide this kind of association, then whatever is the wetness of the wood that might be there in some, that wetness can be dried and the spiritual potential can be unleashed. Does that answer your question? Or was it something else?
Well, no.